an apparent coup Monday, with a top general declaring a nationwide state of emergency and announcing the end of a joint civilian-military council that ran the country for the past 2 years. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan made a televised address after military forces arrested Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and other officials of the formerly ruling Sovereign Council. The general said he dissolved the council and the government due to political quarrels that were threatening the security of the country, and announced that a new government of technocrats would soon be appointed, which would eventually organize elections. Journalist Michael Addit, who is in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, told VOA thousands of protesters flooded the streets following reports of Hamdok's arrest. He reported hearing gunfire and seeing tires burning in the streets. The Sudan Doctors Committee said two people were killed when security forces opened fire on the protesters. Acting Prime Minister Hamdok, an economist and UN diplomat, had been appointed to lead an interim government in 2019 following the ouster of longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir, who was arrested during widespread street protests. The country is preparing for elections late next year. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday called for the immediate release of Sudan's detained leaders, leading a chorus of world leaders protesting the apparent military coup in the North Central African country. From his Twitter account, Guterres wrote, "There must be full respect for the constitutional charter to protect the hard-won political transition," referencing the landmark power-sharing agreement that the military and civilian leaders signed in 2019 after months of the deadly protests. Officials in Egypt, the Arab League, and the African Union echoed those remarks, calling for hard-won political agreements to be upheld. This is VOA News. The U.S. technology giant Microsoft says the same Russian-backed hackers responsible for the 2020 SolarWinds breach of corporate computer systems is continuing to attack global technology systems, this time targeting cloud service resellers. Resellers are intermediaries between software and hardware producers and the eventual technology product users. Microsoft said the group of hackers, which calls itself Nobelium, is employing a new strategy to take advantage of the direct access resellers have to their customers' IT systems, hoping to more easily impersonate an organization's trusted technology partners to gain access to their customers. Microsoft said Nobelium had made 22,868 attacks since July, but had only been successful a handful of times. Most of the attacks have targeted U.S. government agencies and U.S. think tanks, with other attacks taking place in Ukraine, Britain, and other NATO countries. In statements to the Associated Press, a U.S. government official downplayed the attacks, saying the activities described were unsophisticated, run-of-the-mill surveillance operations that officials already know are attempted every day by Russia and other foreign governments. A powerful storm centered off the coast of the U.S. Pacific Northwest is sending record-breaking rain and strong winds into central and southern California Monday after it flooded highways, toppled trees, and caused mudslides in northern areas of the region burned bare by countless wildfires fueled by months of drought. The convergence of a low-pressure system and an atmospheric river of moisture pulled in from the Pacific Ocean has created what is known as a bomb cyclone centered off Washington State. Monday, the U.S. National Weather Service in Seattle reported the storm's pressure dropped to 942 millibars, the lowest pressure ever recorded off of the Washington coast. AccuWeather reports early Monday the California state capital, Sacramento, saw more than 13.8 centimeters of rain, breaking a record that has stood since 1880. Rivers overflowed their banks in Northern California's wine-growing regions of Napa and Sonoma counties as well. Flooding was also reported across the San Francisco Bay Area after the storm dropped 10.2 centimeters of rain there Saturday, the wettest October day ever recorded in that city. Spanish geologist Monday said a volcano on the island of La Palma is more active than ever, 5 weeks after it first erupted, as new lava flows caused by a partial collapse of the volcano's crater threatened to engulf previously unaffected areas of the island. Experts from the Canary Islands Volcanology Institute said a powerful new river of molten rock gushed out of the Cumbre Vieja volcano early Monday, creating what they described as a giant lava fountain. The eruption drove a volcanic ash cloud high into the sky over the island. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One.
Right now.